Wasatch County has vaccinated their first responders, medical caregivers, and teachers. But getting only 300 vaccines a week will be a slow rollout for the 4,000 county residents who are over 75. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis said he feels confident that the state is managing distribution as well as can be.
We could use more doses, but we just don't receive it. We get about 1% of what the state gets. The state gets about 30,000 doses. Program to do it is a CDC program called VAMS. It's awkward, particularly for some that aren't as familiar with computers. When the governor announced that we would start administering the vaccine to 75 and older, the infrastructure and the vaccine itself aren't quite up to snuff to handle that request. And so as people have called, they've been a little bit frustrated. We have a drive-through vaccination clinic down at our event center. It seems to be working very well. We tried it out with the flu vaccinations in the fall. All those things seem to be working well. We could just use more vaccine.
A memorandum of understanding between the Summit and Wasatch County Councils will address some preliminary transportation planning concepts. A joint meeting of both councils is scheduled for February. Davis said the growth around the Jordanelle Reservoir, combined with the tourism-driven Maida Mayflower development, portends a need for regional transportation planning.
Through Maida, they have hired a transportation consultant, and they're becoming part of the mix as well. And it appears that Maida is pushing for some state dollars to help with some of the transit design and so forth within Wasatch County. So we have several efforts that we're doing. We need to be looking on a regional basis as we look at people who work in different areas of this region, not just within our county.
The Wasatch County Council discussed a potential restructuring plan with the fire, solid waste, and parks and recreation special services districts that could change oversight.
Quite preliminary now, but they're looking at several different options of maybe a control board, advisory control board, and more involvement from some of the local municipalities in those boards, and some additional services and oversight from the county itself to help in HR and insurance issues and financial systems as far as budgeting and so forth. So I think what they're trying to do is just provide opportunity to help these countywide districts out and a little more input from the region.
Wasatch County Council meets again on February 2nd at 3 p.m. A link to the virtual meeting and agenda can be found on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.